Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
I'm good.
It's the whole team!
High school football in full effect from last night. A full sledge of South Georgia games. We'll get to those in a minute. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show. Wait a minute, I got to do more than this. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. We will update our Twitter poll, which we haven't done in a
couple of weeks.
Yeah. Huh?
It's been a while.
Yeah, hadn't done a good job of that.
Yeah.
You can catch us on Facebook Live now. This is the Jason Bishop Show with the infamous Kip Branch on the Bishop, or famous, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shellen Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a Brunswick High and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland.
Is it going
to
be one of those shows?
It's going to be a good day if you're a Pirate fan. And St. Simon's. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenhousepharmacy.com.
That's going to be one of those shows. All right, so some scores from around the area. Of course, a ton of games to get to, so we'll run these down as quickly as possible. Bear with us. We'll talk about some of these games as we go. Frederica's season comes to an end. Going down to the Southland Raiders, 22-6.
Tough loss. Just out, man. 25 varsity football players after all the injuries, Jason. And, man, they just been out, man, the last few weeks of the season. They give it a good run, but the state championship defense comes to an end.
I just want to throw out there that I filled out my brackets a week ago. And as the games ended last night, I was going through and I barely missed. Like, I might have missed maybe four games through all of the classifications in the first round. Just throwing that out there.
This is the master of revisionist history right here that I'm sitting right across staring at. He's a master at revising history. You should work for a political campaign. You really should. You missed your calling.
History is created by the winners.
Yeah, history. Yeah, you went out and created some brackets this morning.
No.
And so now they reflect. You threw in a couple of losses, so it didn't look like you went out and generated some brackets. But, you know, we'll let our listeners decide that.
Camden season comes to an end, 41-13 at the hands of Marietta. I've got my college roommate lives up in Atlanta, and he says that Marietta is going to be there playing lounge in the end.
That five-star tight end, Eric Gilbert, that's going to LSU. Ooh. 6'5", 230, and he just ran wild on Camden last night.
Colquitt 35-7 winners over North Cobb. Lowndes 38-8 over Hillgrove. Bradwell goes down to Stevenson 47-20. Coffey 60, Heritage Conyers 0, playoff game.
Mm. The 9-2 or 8-3 Coffey County Trojans, a team that you said before the season was going 3-7, by the way. Next.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, of course you don't.
MLK 12, Richmond Hill wins that game 28-12. Valdosta 45-9 over Evans. And I'll be honest, I'm surprised by what I'm about to say. I didn't see this coming. Glenn 31, Tucker 7. I certainly didn't think Glenn was going to win that game 31-7. I didn't think Glenn was going to win the game at all, but certainly not 31-7.
Rocky Hidalgo 6-0. In first-round playoff games at Glenn Academy, you should have. See, that's another thing. You just do not rely on history when it comes to making your predictions, which is why you're wrong quite a bit of the time. But Rocky Hidalgo does not lose first-round playoff games at Glenn Academy. You should have known that.
Well, he certainly showed that last night.
Yeah.
Greenbrier 0, they get beat 50-0. Brunswick High advances over Morrow 34-13. They will get Harrison in the second round.
Got to go play La Jolla's up in Kennesaw, but Brunswick High football. We go to Morrow last night, and I say we went up there and we laid the beat down on the Morrow Mustangs 34-13. Dominated the second half. Moving on, baby. 1-0 in the new season.
Houston 31-21 winners over Evans. Region 1 went 4-0 last night. They did not lose a football game.
South Georgia went 7-1 last night. The two South Georgia regions, 1-2, 7-1 in first round playoff games.
South Effingham 13, Jones 26. Ware was in a war with Ola, but they pulled away late 35-22. Stockbridge could not hang with Wayne. I was surprised at that. Wayne wins 20-3.
I thought that would be. I thought Wayne would go down in that football game, but they showed me something last night. I was wrong about the Jackets.
That happens a lot on this show.
Well, at least I admit it. That's the difference between you and I. Don't go back and pre-fill brackets that have already been filled, refill them, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Statesboro gets shut out 20-0 to Dutchtown. Brantley County hung tough with Peach. They didn't score, but the score wasn't outlandish as I thought it was going to be. 19-0, Peach wins.
I thought this was going to be like a 49-0 game.
As did I.
And, it, you know, the Herons hung tough. Playoff season. They got a lot to be proud of over there.
Benedictine 58-0 winners over Monroe. Ooh. Pierce blows out Central Macon. Appling 28-7 winners over Westside Macon. Listen to this score. Cook 7, Windsor Forest 6.
Windsor Forest hung tough, lost to the Cook County Hornets 7-6. Does that mean somehow Windsor Forest is going to creep into your power rankings coming up?
I will tell you this right now. We have a ton of new entries into Jason Bishop's high school football power rankings.
I'm sure we do.
Liberty 11, Jackson 28, Jenkins 41-0 over Adairsville. Vidalia goes down 20-3 to Jefferson. Toombs County comes from behind late and beats Hepzibah 37-34. ECI comes to the ship in Darien, and they get all they wanted from the Bucks.
Yes, they did. I'm proud of the Bucks, though. Nice bounce-back season under a new head coach, and Coach Warren's doing a fantastic job up there. Don't sleep on this team, folks. They're going to be pretty good in the next couple of years.
28-23, ECI the winners, and here's something I'm going to say that I haven't said in some time. We have, Kip and I have done this show, I don't even remember how many years now, but because it's been so ridiculous, I have to do the show every Saturday with him. But for years, up until this year, we have said, every time MCA brings in a new coach, we've sat on these airwaves and we have told you, the listener, I think this is the guy that's going to get it turned around at MCA in the next year. I think this is the guy that's going to get it turned around this year. Here's the difference. This is the guy.
This is the guy.
This is no thinking about it.
Be patient. He's got you on the right track. Do not continue doing dumb things in McIntosh County.
Schley 39-18 winners over Claxton. Calvary Day goes down to Savannah Christian in somewhat of an upset 31-21. And Crisp destroys Southeast Bullock 46-0.
Yeah, your Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets, the one.
Why are they my Southeast?
Because, man, you're the vice president of the booster club. I mean, you come on this show every week and you tout these guys and you tout them and you tout them.
8 minutes in the show and you're already starting.
They show up in your rankings. I mean, you have no justification to rank them now. So you're just going to dismiss all the love that you've shown these guys over the years. What they did last night was put up a goose egg in the playoffs. Okay, bye. See ya. Get ready. Put some air in the basketballs.
By the way, Bullock Academy also went down to Tift area in the GISA.
That was a tough. I watched Bullock Academy against Frederica just last week, and Tift area must be a pretty decent football team.
They are. Yeah, they definitely are. Okay, so in the next segment, we'll have the weekend review. Braves signed a new, I guess he's going to be the closer. I don't really know.
They've got three closers now under contract in that back end of that rotation. So bullpen shouldn't be an issue in Atlanta.
College football playoffs. We'll do our college football pick 'em. And then, of course, Kip's Butthurt segment and the Jason Bishop High School football power rankings.
Pirate pride, baby.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Yeah. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Guys, November is here and Christmas is on the way. Get your special someone to hightail down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's a touchdown! Gifts for all ages and all budgets. Remember, everyone wants a Cunningham bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, located at 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Side.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
Tricky.
Oh, it's a D. Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Tricky.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The Knicks fired their coach again. Hey, guys, it's not the coach. Every MLB team should use a camera in the outfield to steal signs, not just the Strohs. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Colin Kaepernick, your next Atlanta Falcons quarterback. Good job, committee, putting Alabama fifth when their best win is Duke. From the Department of No One Cares, the Bryan brothers are retiring from tennis. Next stop for the Gus Bus, Arkansas. Here is something different to say. The Braves will have the best bullpen in baseball. The South Carolina athletic director has given the dreaded vote of confidence to Will Muschamp. Of course Myles Garrett should still be allowed to play football in a penitentiary yard. Carmelo is back in the NBA. With who, you ask? Does it really matter? 47 meters down two. Awful, but fun. And who doesn't like a fun shark movie? And these are my thoughts.
Ooh, big high school football weekend last night. Second round coming up. Good time of the year, Jason. Good time of the year.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to a big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. If you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95.
Did you see the original 47 meters down?
No, I didn't.
It was awful.
Was it?
Yeah, terrible. Just the whole premise, none of it makes sense. It's a fun movie, but if you're watching movies for reality, it's got a lot of holes. 47 meters down, too, is even worse with a lot more holes.
Mm.
But it's fun.
Yeah. Okay. I've been hearing stuff about this show called The Watchmen. Is it pretty good?
Oh.
I think I'm going to start watching it.
You need to.
It's good, huh?
It is solid.
All right.
I am in.
You're in.
I'm all in.
Okay.
I'm all in. Now, first couple episodes, man, I was like, eh. But when I hit episode 3, be patient. When you hit episode 3, stuff starts to click in.
It's good.
Oh,
huh?
Brother. Oh, yeah. All right. Atlanta Braves, best bullpen in baseball? Yes and yes.
I would agree. They've got three closers in the back of that bullpen now. Wow. They've gone out, spent $39 million on this latest acquisition.
Yeah.
He better be worth it.
Josh Donaldson, Madison Bumgarner. Those are the two biggest priorities in the offseason.
Donaldson, Austin Riley's not ready to play third base, you don't think?
I don't know if he'll ever be. I was just told that we're not supposed to be talking Braves baseball in this segment.
Oh, this college football pick 'em, right?
Yeah, that's what the producers just yelled at me about.
Okay.
So, cue the bed and we'll go.
There you go.
All right, do your job and we'll do ours.
That's it.
Yeah. Top 25, Michigan State at number 15. Michigan, I'll take the Wolverines.
I'll take the Wolverines, too. I don't know why, but I am.
Indiana at number 9, Penn State. I'll take the Nittany Lions.
I'll take the Nittany Lions in a bounce-back game.
Number 5, Bama at Mississippi State in a nap game. I'll take the Crimson Tide.
Is Tua going to play today? He was walking wounded last week. I'll take Bama as well.
Who cares? Bama's done.
Yeah.
11, Florida at Mizzou. I'll take the Gators.
I'm going to take Mizzou today.
The Gators star by that game.
Gators have to make that trip out to Missouri. Going to run into a hornet's nest today.
I'm putting a star by that game because I'm going to text you later.
Missouri can play defense. They're not bad on defense.
14, Wisconsin at Nebraska. This is going to be a close game, but I'll take Wisconsin.
I'll take Wisconsin as well.
Kansas at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State.
I'll take Oklahoma State.
23, Navy at 16, Notre Dame. I'll take the Fighting Irish.
I'll take the Irish big.
18, Memphis at Houston. Memphis big.
I'll take Memphis as well.
Wake at number 3, Clemson. Nobody cares.
Clemson's going to win 49-13.
And Wake's the second best team in the ACC.
That's what all you need to know about the ACC.
Amen. Number 2, Ohio State at Rutgers. I'll take Ohio State.
70-14 kind of score.
3:30 game. Number 4, Georgia. Number 12, Auburn. National championship implications could be on the line. I will take the Dogs in a blowout.
I'll take Georgia 20-17.
Georgia makes a statement, wins 34-7 today.
Would be nice.
19, Texas at Iowa State. Texas wins.
I'll take Iowa State. They'll bounce back after the Oklahoma debacle. Went for 2 for the win. Got to give them credit for doing that last week. I'll take them today against Texas.
LSU needs Texas to win. West Virginia at 24, Kansas State. I'll take the Wildcats at home, I guess.
I'll take Kansas State as well.
Number 8, Minnesota at 20, Iowa. Do the Golden Gophers suffer a letdown? I'm going to say no. Minnesota keeps rowing the boat.
I'm going to say they keep rowing the boat as well because it's a good feel-good story. And I want somebody to throw a monkey wrench in these playoff rankings.
Well, UCF's tried to do that a couple of times.
I'm talking about a real team from a real conference. There you go. No comment. Thank you. Cincinnati at South Florida. I'll take the Bearcats.
I'll take the Bearcats as well. Number 1, LSU at Ole Miss.
LSU blows out Ole Miss today.
Number 5, 25. Number 25, App State at Georgia State. I'll take App State.
I'll take App State too.
Oklahoma at Baylor, 10 versus 13. This is a must-get game for both these teams. Baylor's undefeated streak ends today. Oklahoma is a better football team. Oklahoma wins.
They are a better football team, but I just like the feel-good story of Baylor. I'm going to be wrong, but I'm just going to pick them for sentimental reasons today.
I'll put a star by that one, too, yeah. Text you about. You're in a feel-good mood today.
Yeah. Pirates won last night, baby.
Oh, that's right.
First playoff win since 2010. We're on the way to getting back. On the way. I didn't say we're back. I said we're in the process of coming back, being back. Wait to 2020. Then I'll be talking a lot of trash about them Pirates.
Do you want to get back to high school or college football? Okay, good. Okay. UCLA at number 7, Utah. I'll take Utah.
I'll take Utah as well.
New Mexico at 21, Boise. I'll go Boise.
I'll take Boise.
Arizona at 6, Oregon. I'll take the Ducks.
I'll take the Ducks as well. Ducks could be a playoff team when it's all said and done.
Maybe. Kentucky at Vandy in the SEC. I'll take Kentucky.
This is just two ugly teams playing today. I'll take Kentucky.
South Carolina at Texas A&M. South Carolina trying to get bowl eligible.
And they're not.
Texas A&M wins.
Yes, they are.
Alabama State at Florida State in the ACC.
Alabama State.
This is a must-get game for the Noles.
Are you kidding me, Florida State? Alabama State today? Wow. Florida State will win this football game. But Alabama State, late in the season? Come on, Florida State.
Virginia Tech at Georgia Tech. I'll take the Hokies.
I'll take the Hokies as well.
Syracuse at Duke. I'll take the Blue Devils.
I'll take the Blue Devils.
Stop copying my answers because you know they're right. Louisville at NC State. I'll take the Wolfpack.
I'll take the Wolfpack as well.
And in the Sun Belt, Louisiana Monroe at Georgia Southern. I'll take the Eagles.
I'll take the Eagles also.
I hope we made our producers very happy that we got to doing.
Yeah, we fired up about the Braves bullpen and we get pointed at and stuff. I don't like that. And I'm going to write a complaint to management on that.
Well, I'll just throw out a little reminder to the folks that produce this show. We appreciate what you do, but at the end of the day, the name of the show is The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
Correct.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village, wine bar, and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar, set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Playoff finals from all over South Georgia last night. Glenn dismantled Tucker 31-7. The Knights of Frederica fought valiantly, but Southland pulled away late 22-6. Pierce woodshedded Central from Macon 49-6. Brunswick pulls away from Morrow late 34-13. Camden's season ends with a 41-13 loss to Marietta. MCA hung tough with ECI, but went down 28-23. Ware and Ola played in a war, with Ware putting it away late 35-22. Wayne advances over Stockbridge 20-3, and Brantley hanging tough with Peach, but upended 19-0.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
This feels good.
You see this again, those Gators, man, they still butt hurt. I should have put them on the butt hurt list again. They should still be on there, but Missouri put them out of their misery today.
I'm trying to soak in the best song from the 1980s right now.
That's not the best song. It was a good song, but not the best.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branchman. Go ahead and throw this stuff out there. I guess we'll eventually put up a Twitter question, maybe.
Yeah.
If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're on Facebook Live and having a good time with that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. CPOM's Coastal Realty and by Nats Landing.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. CPOM's Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, CPOM's Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the CPOM's Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at CPOM'sCoastalRealty.com.
And now, Kip's weekly butthurt list.
What's the bed in the background? What's the bed called?
It's Pirates music.
There we go, baby. Number five on the butthurt list with the worst record in the NBA at 2-11, the Golden State Warriors. They have a worse record than the Knicks.
LeBron ended that dynasty.
No. He didn't. LeBron didn't end anything. Kawhi, the best player on the planet, ended that. I got people telling me to stay by your phone today. Gator fans, stay by your phone today. I was by my phone all day 2 weeks ago. Never heard a call from a single one of y'all. Number four on the butthurt list today, the Florida State coaching search. Come on, man. You run around talking about Deion Sanders. What you need to do is go out, put an ad in the Tallahassee Democrat, and say, if your last name's Bowden, please apply for the FSU coaching job. If your last name's Bowden, we don't care if you're a relative. We don't care if you're a distant relative, 28th cousin, you know, down the line. Just apply for the job. We'll prop you up on the sidelines, and we'll say, all shucks and dadgummit. Kids are going to be kids, and, you know, and just win. Florida State to get back to being Florida State again. The coaching search is a nightmare right now. Number three on the butthurt list, the number one team in college basketball, the Kentucky Wildcats. Mm. They lose to Evansville earlier this week.
Tough game.
Tough game. They lose at home to Evansville, 67-64. You go from number one ranked in the country, and you get beat on national TV by Evansville.
Yeah, it's a good team.
Wow. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. We got the dreaded vote of confidence earlier this week for Will Muschamp in the South Carolina Gamecock football program. You lost to Appalachian State at home last week.
And we're sitting here propping you up before the show, talking about they had no shot to beat you.
Yeah.
And then they did.
And then, you know, we propped you up. We gave you the SEC street cred, and you go out and you lose to Appalachian State a week after Georgia Southern beats them. And, wow. And then you get the vote of confidence. You're our guy for the rest of 2019. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, trying to backdoor their way into the college football playoff, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Mm. All that trash.
So much politicking now.
So much politicking. Oh, can 11-1 Bama backdoor their way into the playoff? You have backdoored your way in before, but LSU puts you on full-blown melt mode all this week. Alabama fans are just calling in all the call-in shows. Can we get in? We should be ranked higher than Georgia. They lost to South Carolina. Blah, 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 blah. And like you said, their best win of the season is against Duke. Think about it.
And at the end of the day, the college football playoff is about who you've beaten. Georgia's beaten Florida, Notre Dame, and Alabama's beaten Duke.
Yeah, Gator fans.
You don't get points for losing.
Yeah. You don't.
I don't understand where this argument comes from. Well, we have a better loss, so we should be ranked higher. No. You lost.
At late in the season, so you drop.
And there's no similar resume. You know, if Alabama had two quality wins, as Georgia does, then I think we could take a look at, okay, who'd you lose to? But Alabama, you don't have those wins.
They beat a scrappy Arkansas team.
Yeah, that's tough.
They beat an Ole Miss team. They beat a Texas A&M team that Clemson took behind the woodshed and took all the starch out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they lose. They got LSU coming in, get one of them games of the century kind of deals.
Again.
And Joe Burrow comes in and wins the Heisman on your home turf.
Let me throw something at you.
All right.
Because I hope this happens, because I hate the college football committee. What I would rather do is I would rather have four teams, six teams, whatever many you want to put in, and just let a computer pick them. Put a formula in, have a computer pick them, because a computer doesn't care about your logo.
Just like the old BCS formula?
Yes, same thing. You just add more teams. But here's the thing. If Georgia and LSU get to the SEC championship unscathed, Georgia wins, their one-loss SEC winner, they're in. LSU's got four top 25 wins. They're in with one loss.
LSU's in. If they lose the SEC championship game, I think they're still in.
I agree. Does the committee, if you're going to make the argument of, oh, we want to put the four best teams in, and you're going to argue that Alabama is one of the four best teams, and maybe you can make that argument according to the eye test, maybe. Does the committee have the backbone to put three SEC teams in the college football playoff?
No, they don't have the backbone because the politicians won't allow it. And let me tell you something else. You may not get two SEC teams in there if Georgia beats LSU and goes unscathed through the rest of the remainder, because the committee head is the Oregon Athletic Director. And the Pac-10 hasn't made the playoff in a couple of years. A one-loss Oregon team is going to get the benefit of the doubt with the politics this year, and they'll get in.
Over who?
Just the politics. And then either you expand this corrupt system or scrap it all together.
Needs to be scrapped. Blow it up.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. and go Pirates.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Would Florida State dare hire Lane Kiffin?
Can't hurt. You hired Willie.
Willie T.
Didn't give him a chance to get it done. Jimbo left a mess in Tallahassee.
Oh,
you bring
Jimbo's
in Willie T.
fault
to clean it up and only give him 21 games to do so. Now you're back at the drawing board. Why not bring in Lane Kiffin?
It's not Willie T. It's not Jimbo's fault.
Yeah, of course it was. Jimbo took $75 million and bailed on the Seminoles.
This
and
segment,
left them in a mess.
If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. We're going to jump into my high school football power rankings playoff edition.
Wow.
Shortly. By Southern Hardware and by Cunningham Jewelers.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. That was a good year, by the way. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment package. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, Southern Hardware, Inc., .com 912-267-7992. Florida State had a pretty good team back in 1987, too. That's when Bobby was trying to get this thing built into a powerhouse, and they were starting to win 9-10 games every year. Then they got to be great in the 90s, and, you know, and then Florida State right now is a colossal dumpster fire.
Breaking news. Kip Branch is stuck in the 1980s.
Well, I'm just, you know, Florida State fans are stuck in the 1990s. So I was just trying to, it took Bobby a few years to get this thing built. He built it solid, started building the foundation in the 80s, and they were great in the 90s. And now, what are they? I mean, you pour gasoline and strike a match and you start a forest fire in Tallahassee.
Jason Bishop's high school football power rankings.
Let's hear it.
All right, so we've got a new addition. Our next, this is making their inaugural appearance.
They get in during the playoffs.
in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings at number 10 at 9-2, Wilcox County.
Wilcox County. Getting a little close on the geographical side, but they may be inside the geographic region.
They're just in. At number 9, making their way back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, Appling County.
Appling County.
At 9-2.
Wow, we got two lost teams. Are we going to see a three lost team in here yet?
At number 8.
Okay.
Moving up a spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Valdosta.
9-2.
Number 8. Might be the second, third or fourth team in the whole entire state, but they're number 8 in these rankings.
At number 7.
Yeah.
At 8-1, the Pinewood Patriots in Geesa. 8-1.
Okay.
At number 6, at 9-1, Clinch County.
Clinch, good football team.
At 10-1, and at number 5, moving up a spot, Jenkins, the Jenkins Warriors.
Jenkins won a first-round playoff game. I have to go back and look. It's probably been since the 1960s since Jenkins won a state playoff game.
They are legit. Region
champs.
The
Warriors, baby. They're
region
back.
Region champs. At number 4, at 9-0, undefeated, Irwin County.
Irwin County is going to be a huge factor in this Class A public school playoff. They're probably going to get to the title game.
At number 3, dropping a spot, Savannah Country Day at 10-0.
They drop a spot?
They dropped a spot.
An undefeated team drops a spot. They shouldn't even be in this poll, but they drop a spot. You win and drop a spot in this poll.
Okay. They didn't win.
All right.
They had a bye.
Yeah, that's right. They get a bye in the single-A playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Savannah Country Day drops a spot to 3 at 10-0, moving up a spot from 3-2 at 11-0, the Pierce County Bears.
Pierce County. I got to look at those brackets, see who they play next week. But Pierce County's had a good season.
And at number 1, winning last night in the first round as well, they have been number 1 through the majority of these rankings, then deservedly so, the Lowndes County Vikings.
They're pretty good.
So let's recap. At number 10, Wilcox. At number 9, Appling. At number 8, Valdosta. 7, Pinewood. 6, Clinch. 5, Jenkins. 4, Irwin. 3, Savannah Country Day. 2, Pierce County. And number 1 is Lowndes. Now, go ahead.
Interesting stat here out of your top 10. You got 3, Irwin, Clinch, and Wilcox, all from the same region.
That's a tough region, boy.
And that's the region McIntosh County is going into in the new classifications.
They've got to get better.
They have no choice to get better. So they're going in that. And Irwin County, 10-0, 11-0, they're going to be a factor. Irwin and Clinch, I hadn't looked at the brackets. They could play again for the state title. Third year in a row.
Irwin and Clinch will meet on the same side. If they play, they'd be in the final 4.
Okay, so they won't meet in the title game. But no. So they're on a collision course.
Yep. It'll be Wilcox and the winner of Irwin Clinch.
Yep.
That will be the final.
Toughest single-A region in the entire state.
That is no joke. That is for real. Teams that were just on the outside looking in, after I put them into my logarithm.
Logarithm. Nice.
After I put them into my logarithm, they just fell short. But I feel like making some honorable mentions this morning because I'm in a good mood.
All right.
Liberty fell just outside.
They lost. Got beat 28-11.
They fell just outside.
Golly.
Wayne County fell just outside.
They won. They beat Stockbridge 20-3, and that somehow Pine Woods and somebody like that's ranked ahead of them.
Ware fell just outside. Ware hadn't been in the rankings all year.
Well, they had the best starting 22 players in the state preseason, according to you. I mean, so how are they not in your rankings at all?
That's a good point. Maybe next week they'll be in.
I mean, what, they got 4 or 5 losses?
Tombs just missed out.
Just missed out.
Mm-hmm.
Who else just missed out? That's it?
Coffee just missed out. Camden just missed out.
Camden got blown out and they're out of the rankings. Coffee went 60-0 and somehow they can't find it. Well, You've just got this thing against coffee anyway. You pick them to go 3-7. You just don't want to acknowledge them.
I had coffee in my
them.
Top five for most of the season until they started losing games.
They beat a number two seed on the road 60-0, and somehow all they can get here is an honorable mention.
That's right. Win the games. Don't lose three games. How about that?
I mean, who's those three games they lost to?
Does the when you look at their L column, does it say three? It does.
Well, they'll keep playing. They'll eventually play themselves into the rankings because they're going to be hanging around for a few more weeks.
And my 6A bracket, by the way, I've got three teams getting to the Final Four from Region 1.
Wow.
Three.
It could easily happen with Houston beating Evans last night.
Well, Houston's the one team that I don't have in. I've got Harrison coming from that bracket. And then, other than that, I've got Lee, Valdosta, and Coffee all in the Final Four from Region 1.
Region 1. Tough region, man. Tough region.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's the best 6A region in the entire state. That's a good one.
It's going to get broken up next year a little bit. Coffee's going to slide down to 5A.
They're going to slide down to 5A and be in probably the best 5A region in the state with Warner Robins and Ware and Wayne and Coffee and Veterans. That's a pretty good region.
Have fun.
Yeah.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Playoff finals from all over South Georgia last night. Glenn dismantled Tucker 31-7. The Knights of Frederica fought valiantly, but Southland pulled away late 22-6. Pierce woodshedded Central from Macon 49-6. Brunswick pulls away from Morrow late 34-13. Camden's season ends with a 41-13 loss to Marietta. MCA hung tough with ECI, but went down 28-23. Ware and Ola played in a war, with Ware putting it away late 35-22. Wayne advances over Stockbridge 20-3, and Brantley hanging tough with Peach, but upended 19-0.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That's the best song of the 1980s.
I was just waiting on it. As soon as it started playing, I said, oh,
that's the best song. Might be a top three or four song of all time.
Oh, man, come on. Come on.
I mean,
there are some really... Oh, wait. I keep forgetting to do this.
Okay.
I keep getting reminded by the producers at the beginning of these segments that I got to do this. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. That's 24/7. You can check out our Twitter question of the day, Bishop_show, should Florida State hire a Bowden?
Just go out and hire a Bowden. I mean, what else? Or hire somebody that might be distantly related to the Bowden family. Lane Kiffin, Gus.
I'd like to see Lane Kiffin at Florida State. I think it's a good fit.
They'd win and win big.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water.
Good job.
You still haven't fixed this. Reed producers, you got to get better. You try to trip somebody up every week. And Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
If you don't hire Lane Kiffin, who do you hire?
A Bowden. Simple.
Is there a Bowden coaching?
Yeah, just send in a resume and put Bowden, underline it, three lines under it. Jason Bowden, Bowden, you get a job.
If you don't hire Lane Kiffin,
hire Bowden. They're not going to be happy in Tallahassee that they get somebody that's in the bloodline. I don't care who you get, they're just not going to be happy. Unless he's got some Bowden blood in him somewhere. Terry. Jeff, you know, Tommy, there's a Bowden out there that's got some coaching credentials.
What about Jimmy?
Whoever.
Jimmy Bowden.
There's probably a Jimmy Bowden in the gene pool.
There's some great games coming up in the high school football playoffs this next week in the second round. Single A private, Calvary Day and Country Day. What kind of day it is, we'll see. That's in Single A private. ECI and Clinch in Single A public.
Clinch is going to beat them.
It's a good game, though.
Nah.
If you say so. Calhoun and Peach in AAA. Benedictine, Cedar Grove in AAA. Cook, Greater Atlanta Christian in Single A. AAA.
Cook's going to get thumped.
Marist and Carver in 4A. Rome, Warner Robins in 5A.
That's going to be a good one.
That's
right,
going to be a war.
Yeah.
Buford and Ware in 5A.
Buford's a number two seed. They're coming down to Ware County to play. I don't know. These are the kind of games Ware County makes a good showing in.
Typically.
Yeah.
Veterans and Carrollton in 5A.
Okay.
In 6A, Allatoona and Stevenson. Coffee and Mays. Glenn and Dakula. Creekside and Lee. And in 7A, basically almost every game, Mill Creek Roswell, Marietta Milton, Colquitt Parkview, Norcross Lowndes, Walton and North Gwinnett, and Brookwood and McEachern. There is an old school rivalry.
Man, every one of those games are pretty good. Wow, 7A brackets. Cream rising to the top.
If you win a state championship in 7A, at least the way this year's bracket is set up, you've earned it. Because there are nothing but powerhouses in every side of the bracket. There is no easy path.
No, there's no easy path in 7A football, especially with the huge schools in the Atlanta metro area, 3,500 students. I mean, it's just hard to compete with those schools that big. They're just huge schools. At a definite advantage if you're in the metro Atlanta area, just basically with the daily attendance numbers.
Georgia's got a big game with Auburn today.
Yes, they do. On the Plains, 2 years ago, Georgia went out there and got blown out 40-17, but redeemed themselves in this SEC championship game. Auburn's defense.
The infamous, we beat the dog crap out of them, didn't we?
Yeah, then you got the crap beat out of you 3 weeks later. But something tells me about this Auburn team. You know, Bo Nix, is he going to finally play up to that five-star potential? Georgia's coming to town, so he'll probably look like a 4.5 star today. That defensive line, though, is no joke at Auburn. Derrick Brown, those guys, they can play. They're going to play in the NFL, and that defense is legit. Can their offense do enough today to help out that defense? It could be a 12-9 game, or it could be a low-scoring game, or one team could blow out the other.
Well, look, here's the thing. Georgia's offensive line, yeah, Auburn can rush the passer. I'm not arguing that. But Georgia's offensive line has already handled the Florida defensive front, which was so good. And they never even put a paw print on Jake Fromm.
Auburn's overall defense is better than Florida's.
I'm just saying defensive front, we kept hearing from the Gators how good their defensive front was.
Well, we haven't heard anything from the Gators in over 2 weeks now. So
I'm just saying said their defensive front was so good, and we manhandled them. Who's to say that we couldn't do the same to Auburn's defensive front? Unless maybe the Gators' defensive front wasn't really all that good.
Well, they had Big Game Dan coaching them up, so they should have been pretty good, but Auburn's defense is legit. The key to the game today for Auburn, if you're an Auburn fan,
key to the
is
game.
Bo Nix. What's he going to do? Can he generate something in the passing game with a good defense breathing down his neck? Georgia, key to game to you is offensive play calling. You got to mix it up. You cannot just line up and run through the A-gaps every play. Run the toss sweep. Attack the outside the tackles and get something in the passing game.
My key to the game is Lawrence Cager. Is he healthy? If he's healthy, Georgia wins.
He's going
to
play. He's got one of those injuries with his shoulder that's, you know, he's been kind of dinged up. He gets hit on it. Kirby says it's a pain management thing, but Cager will go today and he'll play well.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Guys, November is here and Christmas is on the way. Get your special someone to hightail down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's a touchdown! Gifts for all ages and all budgets. Remember, everyone wants a Cunningham bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, located at 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online shellhogan.com.